The Daily News article audio. Today in business, U.S. lawsuit accuses PepsiCo of price discrimination that favored Walmart over smaller stores. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, sued PepsiCo in January, alleging that it has engaged in illegal price discrimination by giving unfair price advantages to one large retailer, at the expense of other vendors and consumers. The benefiting customer wasn't named in an FTC statement about the lawsuit. But a source familiar with the case, who asked not to be named because they were not authorized to discuss it, said the retailer was Walmart. The FTC said PepsiCo's practices included making promotional payments to Walmart, but not to large grocery chains or independent convenience stores. The FTC said that lets Walmart lower its prices, but forces Americans to pay inflated prices for PepsiCo products unless they shop at Walmart. When firms like Pepsi give massive retailers a leg up, it tilts the playing field against small firms and ultimately inflates prices for American consumers, FTC Chair Lina Khan said in the statement. The FTC's action will help ensure all grocers and other businesses, no matter the size, can get a fair shake and compete on the merits of their skill, efficiency, and talent. Walmart said it had nothing to add at this time. PepsiCo said its practices are in line with industry norms. We do not favor certain customers by offering discounts or promotional support to some customers and not others, the company said. The FTC sued PepsiCo under the rarely enforced 1936 Robinson-Patman Act. The FTC said the act prohibits companies from using promotional incentive payments to favor large customers over smaller ones. PepsiCo, based in Purchase, New York, is one of the world's largest food companies. It makes Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and Gatorade, as well as snack foods like Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Fritos. It also makes Quaker Oats, breakfast cereals, and granola bars. PepsiCo's prices have been the subject of some scrutiny since the pandemic. In 2022, for example, the company acknowledged shrinking its Gatorade bottles from 32 ounces to 28 ounces, but it didn't respond when asked why it charged more for the 28-ounce bottles. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.